Good morning, and welcome to the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast.
There may never be nothing such as that. No more.
No more.
No more. That's where it was at. I know that the spot was riding high. Hello.
Let's talk about what's going on in Columbus, Ohio. As always, I try to keep my fellow employees up to date on what I see happening in the post office, and hopefully I get to the point that after I've advised you enough, you will begin to understand that, hey, this guy kind of knows what he's talking about. And again, I only bring it to you so that you will understand your work environment and you'll better protect yourself in your work environment via contracts and labor laws. Let's podcast. Today, I want to podcast to you.
Take your time, sir.
From a little different platform. Today, I want to tell you about a portion of your local agreement that allows you to pick your job at the beginning of the tour.
Tell them what you mean, brother.
I said we're going to podcast just a little different.
Come on with it. Come on.
Now, if you read your local agreement, you'll find that there is a portion.
Yes, there's a portion.
That allows you at the beginning of your tour to pick your job.
Tell them about the portion, brother.
Oh, but I say unto you, my brothers and my sisters, be careful.
Be careful
of that portion.
What's the portion?
Huh? I say to you that you should look at your national agreement.
Talk to him.
Where you will find that the preferential selection of jobs is not a outright purpose of our national agreement in whole. I don't think you heard me.
Tell him, son. Tell him.
You see, our national agreement is not predicated on
talk to him, Ken.
Everyday
to him.
Selection of a better work assignment. That's not what our agreement is about. But, oh, we have that agreement in Columbus, Ohio. I don't think you heard me.
Oh, they heard you, my brother.
I said we have that agreement
in Columbus, Ohio. Agreement. Talk to him, Ken.
But the agreement only extends itself to career members.
I'm talking about that career mail handler.
Now, if you are non-career, and I'm talking MHA or whatever other titles you have, if you are non-career, that is not extended to you, as part of the agreement.
Not right
but,
now.
But, oh, yes, you have it.
Oh, but hold on.
And let me tell you why you have it. See, you have it because the employer, yes, the employer in this case, I'm talking about Columbus, Ohio. Can I get a We Move the Mail?
Whoop, whoop. We Move the Mail.
The employer wants to play games with your actual bid. I'm going to say it again for you.
The employer wants
to play a game with your actual bid. You see, if your bid was authentic,
if your
bid had real purpose,
tell them, Ken,
you would not need to select the job because your bid would cover that. I get a We Move the Mail?
Woo, woo, we Move the Mail.
Now, what I mean is if you are assigned to, let us say in this case, the bundle sorter.
That's your bid?
Your job should
be. Every day you do that.
Help me now. Your job should be.
Come on.
You are a loader on the bundle sorter.
That's what you do.
An unloader on the bundle sorter.
That's your primary.
You are a jack tractor driver.
That's what you are. You are a forklift driver. Talk to him,
you
Ken.
See, if the agency would designate or delineate responsibility to the employee.
Tell me what's expected.
Every day we would not have to come and sit around and wait to pick a job because our jobs would be picked as per our bids.
Tell them, Ken.
Can I get a We Move the Mail?
Whoop, whoop. We Move the Mail.
So in my closing, I'd like to say I never want to present a problem without at least offering a solution. And the simple solution to this problem would be allow the employees to bid and let their bid be specific to a job, not just an area, thereby eliminating all this we have to meet every day to pick a job when our job should already be picked. Everyone have a wonderful day. And now, Duke, if you would collect that offering, we can go on down to the club.